Any questions?
One thing that I have a sense of, and I certainly
yeah.
haven't done any systematic check on this, but in the course of carrying out the edition work, it struck me that the two authors which show most clearly a likelihood of Thomas's own reading of original sources and selection from the complete reading of texts
yeah.
is Gregory and Berman.
Yeah.
And it's interesting then that his emphasis on the Moralia over over that sermon, because he does cite the sermon, but just not as I forget which number it is.
35. Yeah,
he does show up in the Nicholas.
Oh yeah, in very important terms, right? He clearly is quoting On Patience quite frequently from it, but surprisingly, the Moralia quotes just add up to more, right?
Yeah.
To sort of go on from there, the pastoral care appears too. And then there's often the direct passages in there where Gregory says, in order to admonish a person who has done this. So there's that theme of admonishment that we were dealing with before too, right? Love and admonishment, et cetera, et cetera. That theme is there too, leading me to think that there's major work to be done, I think, just on Gregory and the Manipulus Forum. It's probably worth a book in the end, as to why Thomas picks up on these particular quotations and the version of Gregory that he's presenting.
It's an artifact of his own reading.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
He does draw a bit from Aquinas, from Gregory. But, for instance, Augustine and Ambrose, a lot of that's coming through intermediate sources. A lot of it's being paraphrased and spliced in ways that suggest that this is not his own reading, not an original. I think that the manuscripts at the Sorbonne that he cites in that list at the end, he knew those volumes pretty well, intimately, unlike many of the others.
Doesn't he have a collection of Bernard's sayings from a Cistercian monk? Isn't there a kind of collection of Bernardi, just of Bernard and his sayings? And I think he minds that, doesn't he, or not?
Flores Bernardi? Haven't checked. It's a distinct possibility. But again, it's they're not heavily constructed or paraphrased. It looks like he's pulling right out of the original.
Yeah.
That's one aspect that's not, I mean, Bernard is clearly important in the more academic setting, but the emphasis I think he gives to Bernard was striking to me, at least.
Oh, yeah.
He's
the first of the medievals. So, Augustine is the first of the...
But in the Manipulus Forum, the amount of emphasis he was given.
Yeah.
He's certainly quoted, but he's there in a very tangible way, I found, in the limited reading of the Manipulus Forum. But it seems...
And in rather a surprising way. Again, it's remarkable that Thomas does not quote from Augustine's De Patientia, since he mentions in his prologue Augustine is so important. And then there's also lots of material that he should have had access to, say in the Civitas Dei on Patience, and it doesn't appear. And Bernard does, right? These choices strike me as remarkable and exhibiting some kind of program where I'm highly inclined to believe what people have been bringing up already. Certainly it strikes me as monastic. Why else the emphasis on admonishment, right? That's parallel, I think. And again, it's an intellectual tradition. This is an interesting path that he takes as well. He doesn't content himself with patience comes from God. Don't do these awful things and then terrible things that people do when they aren't patient. That's the general tradition through the 15th century. And that's not here, really. That's not here. Distinct tradition. Or he's doing it on his own. He's doing these selections himself.
Sorry, if I could actually just ask Chris a sort of follow-up question.
Yeah.
So from what I got, I sort of had the impressionistic sense from what I've seen that Thomas's citations of Bernard tend to be quite accurate and also quite often Bernard and not pseudo Bernard, some kinds of that you would say is right from your
And good point on that score too. Again, the Gregory, it's all dead on, right? There's some words missing, you know, some quotations, as often with the Psalms, they're strung together out of two sources, this kind of thing. But they are accurately attributed to Gregory and to the correct work as a rule. And the first one, first reference to Augustine in this lemma, right? Wrong. That's not from Augustine at all.
Or Gennadius, right? Mm-hmm. Who is it? Is it the Gennadius?
I'm sorry, that first quotation you mean?
So, yeah. Because Gennadius is more
safe. Yeah, that sounds right, Chris, yeah.
That's a more pardonable error.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not like he's really fudged up because he just failed a little bit. Anyway.
Absolutely, and it's unfair to single that one out too, because it happens a lot in the collection, and it's almost certainly not due to him. He's just inherited this. Absolutely, right? Thomas is not the only one doing this. Quite right.
It's actually the letter to Demetrius.
That's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But what one can say, is that the cluster of quotations from Gregory just seem to, at some stage or another, have received quite a bit of attention that suggests that they were not just plucked from.
Yeah. And it is, for instance, also pretty common to have inaccurate quotations from Bernard from other 12th century sources. So it is striking if that's if he is accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before he's Bernardi, maybe that's another one for the super project. He definitely wants doing.
It was in the Sorbonne, right? There's a copy of that in the Sorbonne.
Yes, you're right.
I remember looking at Levaus's kind of discussion of the sources, and I think I noticed that. But again, it's your memory.
Another DVD to order. Yeah. Well, it may be a highly accurate correlation, especially since it's
produced by
one author.
Mm-hmm.
And their own guy, their own got their own asset.
If it is a Cistercian collection, for sure.
And Bernard's sayings have the effect of just being very kind of eloquent and fun and beautiful and they're playful almost.
Well, we had one yesterday that had a play on words. I can't remember whose paper it
had.
In quobis angulo, angelo tuo reverence. And I'm sure they're all.
Sprinkle all the way through the book. Mm-hmm. I think Thomas loved those. And preachers did too, right? I mean, because it's a playful way to engage the perhaps drifting audience.
Mm-hmm. Again, there's wit and wordplay throughout the patient's entries as well. He's clearly taken with that. Right?
And just as an interesting, because I would add that in my own work on like philosophy and theology, I mean, I think Bernard's underappreciated now, and for whatever reason, the emphasis that Thomas placed has kind of been lost. And like I'm looking at like different issues of free will and. Look at Anselm and then Bernard. Bernard is excellent on this issue. It says stuff that some of the medieval say. And so I think Thomas of Aquin was right to pick him out as an important source.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to take Abelard's side and demonize Bernard a little
bit.
Any questions from afar?
No, just a comment from Mark.
Yeah.
Mark says, thanks, Robin. Your paper resonated with what Lewis said Friday about looking at the versatility of the Manipulus Forum, despite or because of a rather untamed quality. And he also liked your book.
Oh. Did he say anything about my devastating good looks?
The resolution on the camera is not that good.
Yeah.
That may be to someone's advantage in this case, though.
Yeah.
Well, you referenced your 2011 book on gender, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.